To call our special meeting to order, Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, it is 4:30 PM. Have a roll call, please.
Frank?
Here.
Adams?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Do we have to announce our absent members?
Yes, I would call Tony and Daphne also.
Yeah, Councilwoman Demline and Councilman Dawson are absent. Can you get a motion to excuse their absence?
So moved.
Can we do it together?
Combined?
Second.
A motion and a second.
Adams?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
On the agenda today is old business resolution.
Approval of agenda.
Oh, can I get an approval of today's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
On the agenda today is old business resolution 03-2025 as an emergency. Can you read the title, please?
Resolution 03-2025, authorizing the village administrator to enter into a customer supply agreement for supply of third-party electric generation available to residential and small commercial aggregation participants within the village of Delta, declaring an emergency.
So this was presented to us at our last council meeting, but there was a lack of information. So we have everything we need to make a decision on this.
I do have one question. As a result of recent tariffs that have been instituted, both counter and initial, is any of this power being supplied from Canada? Just because I know they are tariffing their energy exports to the Northeast. So Maine and several other states are being affected by power increases, and I want to make sure we're not in that bracket of people being affected by this election.
As far as I know, I don't believe we are going to be affected.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not going to get surprised with a doubling bill, because that just hit Maine was two times the increase.
I will say that because Palmer Energy is our representative for our electric aggregate, I'm pretty sure they would have notified us, or they would have notified me at the very least, if we were to be affected by these supply changes.
Okay, perfect. That was my big concern.
We're looking at a 12-month contract, is that correct?
Yes, Vice Mayor. So as you can see, what you have in terms of the agreement that I am asking you to approve tonight is ultimately an agreement between the Village of Delta and Diner Energy Services, LLC, as Diner Energy was the supplier who came with the lowest bidded rate for kilowatt hour. As you have in front of you, this is the fully executable agreement that I unfortunately did not have available to me on Monday night. It was initially presented to me that it was supposed to be brought to me, or it was supposed to be at least emailed to me before Monday night's meeting. However, that did not happen. I did not actually receive this until yesterday afternoon. So that is why we had called a special meeting for this agreement.
And what's our current rate that we're... we are in contract with, I don't remember.
Was it Energy Harbor?
It's Energy Harbor.
It's on here.
It's 0.062.
Yeah.
So we're looking at potentially 3.5 cents per kilowatt hour increase.
Potentially, yes.
So a 50% increase over what it was.
Gross. Okay.
Make a motion to suspend.
Second.
Shire?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Suspension approved. Can I get a motion to approve on its final reading?
I'll move.
Second.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Are there any questions related to today's council proceedings? Law Director, do you have anything for us?
No, Your Honor, I do not.
Mr. Frazier?
I do not have anything, Vice Mayor.
Clerk?
Nothing.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Our next regular scheduled council meeting will be Monday, March 17th at 5:30.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Being a